O believers, do not ask questions about things that if revealed to you may cause you trouble. But if you ask a question about something when the Quran is being revealed, it will be made known to you. Allah has forgiven you what you did to date. Allah is forgiving and forbearing. Some people before you did ask such questions and later lost their faith because of those very things. Allah did not institute superstitions like those of a slit-ear she-camel or a she-camel let loose for free pasture, or idol sacrifices for twin births and animals, or stallion camels freed from work. This lie is invented by the unbelievers against Allah, and most of them lack understanding. When it is said to them, "Come to what Allah has revealed and come to the Rasul," they reply, "Sufficient for us are the ways on which we found our forefathers." What? Even though their forefathers knew nothing and were not rightly guided? O believers, you are accountable for none but yourselves. Anyone who has gone astray cannot harm you if you are on the right way. To Allah you shall all return, and He will let you know the truth of all that you did. O believers, when death approaches any one of you, let two just men from among yourselves act as witnesses at the time of making your last will. Or from the non-Muslims, if you are traveling through the land and the calamity of death overtakes you, if you doubt their honesty, detain them after prayer and let them both swear by Allah, "We will not sell our testimony for any price, even to a relative, and we will not hide the testimony which we will be giving for the sake of Allah, for we shall be sinners if we do." Then, if it becomes known that those two were guilty of the sin of perjury, then let two others, better qualified witnesses from among them, who were deprived of their right, come forward and testify upon oath, "By Allah, our testimony is truer than theirs. We have not transgressed in our testimony, for we should be wrongdoers if we did so." By this procedure, it is more likely that they will bear true witness, or at least fear that their oaths could be contradicted by subsequent oaths. Have fear of Allah and listen. Allah does not guide to those who are disobedient transgressors.